All right. Welcome back, everyone. You know we love taking these deep dives with you guys. And today we've got something pretty unique. We're going to be looking at Her Name is Mimosa. It's by John Walker. And honestly, it sounds fascinating from what we've seen. We've got some excerpts here from a book review. The whole premise is, well, a woman's life is being compared to, get this, a mimosa flower. So we're going to dive into that and see what we can uncover, see if it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, sounds pretty ambitious. I'm curious to see if he can really pull that off. That's a powerful image to work with.
Well, the reviewer seems to think so. They were gushing over how Walker uses all this vivid imagery. And the way he connects those mimosa characteristics to the woman herself, it's like he's weaving them together. I'm curious, from your perspective, when you see a metaphor like this, what makes it work? What makes it a good one? And based on what we've seen in this review, do you think Walker succeeded?
That's a great question. So a good metaphor, a really strong one. It needs to be more than just finding things that are similar. You have to take those similarities and illuminate something new about the subject, almost like you're shining a light on it. You're using the comparison to help us understand things in a deeper way. And in this case, the reviewer mentions how Walker, he links the mimosa's petals, you know how delicate they are, and their fragrance to the woman's beauty and grace. So that's definitely a start.
Yeah, like he's drawing parallels, but I don't know if that's enough to carry a whole book.
Exactly. The question is, does he go deeper than that? Does it become more than just a surface level comparison?
Right. And the reviewer keeps using all these words to describe this woman: unwavering poise, quiet radiance, even integrity, compassion, and strength. When I think about a mimosa, those aren't the first things that come to mind. So what do you think? What's Walker going for here with this choice?
Yeah, I see what you mean. We think of mimosas as these almost fragile flowers, very delicate. But they're actually really tough. They can grow in some pretty harsh conditions. And have you ever touched a mimosa?
Yeah, they kind of fold up, right?
Exactly. That's their defense mechanism, almost like they're protecting themselves.
So maybe he's playing with that contrast.
Maybe. That delicate beauty on the outside, but underneath, there's this inner strength and resilience.
Interesting. So this woman, she's got this outer grace, but inside she's strong and resilient. And I could see how that would make for a really compelling character. I'm curious to see how it plays out in the story itself. Does her quiet radiance come through even in the tough times? How does her poise help her face challenges? You know, the reviewer called this book an experience, not just a read. What kind of experience do you think they're talking about?
Yeah. Experience is a strong word. I think a reviewer is hinting at something that goes beyond just a regular plot. They talk about feeling admiration, feeling inspired, even seeing the world through a lens of grace and resilience. It sounds like this book, it wants to make you feel things. It wants to make you think about your own life, maybe even change your perspective.
That's a pretty high bar. I wonder if it lives up to it.
Yeah.
Well, let's recap. We've got this book. Her name is Mimosa. And from what we can tell, it looks like it's blending beauty, strength,
Yeah.
and a whole lot of emotion, all
Wow.
symbolized by the mimosa flower.
Yeah, it seems like it could be a really unique and moving read. I'm really interested to see how he develops that metaphor, how he ties it all together.
I agree. All right. Well, we've had our fun with this review. Now we want to hear from you. If you had to choose a flower to represent your life, what would it be and why? What about that flower speaks to you? What about its qualities resonates with your journey? Let us know. We'll be back with another deep dive soon. But until then, thanks for joining us. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.